At its simplest, writing can be described as the business of holding a pen between two fingers and a thumb and creating cursive shapes in a kind of extended doodle across a more or less white page. It feels mildly transgressive. You are idle. You are using paper. And it flows merrily along. Meanwhile, the words create patterns of their own. But this is writing with a small W, automatic writing, handwriting. Writing, as practiced by authors and lecturers, may, of course, bypass the pen altogether. Even worse, it sometimes requires thought. So the question, why do you write, is a good one. Why would anyone, unless they were paid well, sign up for peering at computer screens and thinking? Not to mention those mornings when self-criticism descends like a host of harpies, or those months of waiting for an editor to reply. When I was 8 years old, the rewards were clear. A classmate and I had been permitted to skip our lessons one afternoon in order to write poetry. When the poems, or rather snippets of doggerel, were performed in front of the assembled parents in the guise of a history pageant, a heady share of the limelight fell on me. Hopes of freedom and glory have figured in my motivation ever since. Once I actually became a writer, however, freedom and the all-expenses-paid holiday sense eluded me. I was too busy learning to be an adult to write in more than fits and snatches. I worked as a nurse and for a charity. I became involved with trade unionism and campaigning. At 30, I started to take writing seriously. And there in front of me, I found the freedom again. But this time, it wasn't so much freedom from the classroom or job as a space in which to mull things over, to invent. Glory, too, had begun to look different by then. Strangers occasionally seemed to enjoy the fact that I'm a proper poet, as they would the sighting of a camel in Hastings High Street, and close family encouraged me to the hilt. But not even they, for the most part, tend to actually read the stuff. So instead of glory, let's say I write for honor, or less gloriously, satisfaction. While I suspect that the notion of the writer as a privileged recluse without other responsibilities is a romantic blind alley, many artists have, after all, engaged purposefully with the world outside art, few of us can afford to write full-time. Writing remains, to a great extent, its own reward. The odd prize or drum roll in The Guardian will always be very welcome, but the long hunt for what Gerard Manley Hopkins called the achieve of, the mastery of the thing, is primarily why I write.